Hey everyone, welcome to Gayatri Luck India, in short GLI, GLI. 2 days back I published a podcast, My Prayer 2, in which I told that racism is becoming very official thing to do, and everybody is coming. One situation happened that because of racism, daughter married low caste person, father killed son-in-law, and everyone appeared around them with mass prayers and all. And I told that everyone wished that it should end with this, racism should end this, but I told that does it end here, or does it take a new leap, new way to racism, new way of racism, or does it take a leapfrog thing? Because I told that after the attack of Nirbhaya, they came with a Nirbhaya Act, and which increased the rate of violence on women, and after Asipa Banu, which is attack on minor girl of 7 years old girl, seduced by three members just because of racism again, and it was done for 8 days, and everyone gathered, and after that little girls below 12 years, 11 years girls are attacked so much. It just became a trend, and that's why I told that this racism thing, this honor killing of son-in-law, daughter and all, will it end here, or this mass prayer again? I just felt that it could take into a racism, another way of racism, or another new trend. Just like because it's, I just told that, and see today, breaking news, another thing happened. Father himself killed daughter because 1 week back she got married to low caste person in Arya Samaj. It happened in Eragada, Hyderabad, and it's ridiculous. It's going on, and what these people are doing with media and all, I don't understand. When these things are happening, it's not happening in a way. See, if something happens, government or media is there, or law and order is there to protect it and see that these things doesn't happen again and again. But here, if something of this kind of things happen, means it's becoming an iconic thing and it's becoming a trend. One suicide happens, now suicides are common. One fake baba is out, and now fake babas are common. One scam was out, and now doing scams, keeping IP is common. And now this Nirbhaya Act, attack on violence on women, it's become common. Attack on adolescent and teenage girls, or little children, 5 years girl, 1 year, 2 years, 6 months girl was raped trivially, you know what? So all these things have become trend, and now honor killing is the latest trend, I guess. That's what happening, because yesterday means I think they'll telecast it until the next violence trend has come. Means like attack on girls has become common, now honor killing. Now, until they find latest news, I think they'll keep on this. Until this honor killing becomes a casual thing to happen, I think this will happen. Like this law and order and this protection, this politics or government or media or the society is not going in a way that one bad incident happen. We should rise above, we should take situation into control and see nothing happens like this. This is not happening like here. This is not the attitude here it's going. One thing is happening, everybody is rushing and with the cameras and highlighting it, and they're making it a trend, and it's the next one. Now I think they'll have series of honor killings. And I think they'll telecast it until they find some other new thing, or they get, or else they should get bored of honor killing. Yeah, how many rape cases we'll put on TV? Let's go for honor killing now. And how many honor killings we'll put? Let's leave. Let's find new violence and go after it. That's how they want, I think. That's the what media and what, that's the what society I'm seeing. If I'm not wrong, 2 days back I told it, and see it happen. And If it is my prediction, then why did it not happen before that so earlier? And I'm not lying, guys. If you go and watch, see, this is like a becoming a trend. If you don't believe me, you go do research and see whether I'm saying right or wrong, whether I'm bluffing or whether I'm telling the truth. 2 days back, I uploaded, like, this is the first case in the recent years. See, go and watch, like, past 1 year, they didn't telecast honor killing that much as they did in the last 5 days in any Telugu news channels. Go and ask, like, which is the first honor killing in the last 2-3 years or last decade that you just portrayed 5 to 6 days as a sensation. It begins with the thing which happened 5 days, 6 days ago. I posted 2 days before. That one they put, not that honor killing has never happened, it happened, but now it just becomes a trend and it's becoming a series of honor killing. It has become like that. Not that there were no rape victims before, but after this Nirbhaya, after Asifa Banu, the series of thing happened. Now it's just changed to honor killing. I don't think we are, I don't know whether we have a society rules to build violence or to reduce violence. I just feel like we are creating a violence fashion around us. Really, if you go and like, if you go back to last year, if you ask, what is trend of violence? Yeah, suicides are common, Dera Babas and what do we call, this fake Babas are common, scams are common. Yeah, honor killing is gone long back. Now we don't have honor killing that much. Yeah, we developed. Yeah, that was bit better last time. Now honor killing is like becoming a series of fashion. And I'll just tell you how. I'll just upload it. Okay, it's been long time. Today I'll show you on my video how violence is becoming a trend. How does we make violence as a trend? That's it, guys. Bye. Watch me on my YouTube channel, Gayatri Luck India. And really, like, I was afraid. My prayer too was completely like, it should not happen. That pattern I saw, that should not repeat. But the pattern I saw was exactly accurate, and I wished it should not be repeated, because I really predicted it, and it's right now, it's right happening, and that's on TV. I'm just able to see what's next. You don't believe me? Like, I can literally see what's next. This crab mentality, I just see crab mentality. Next thing is that one only. Like, people are unable to bear their own siblings. Crab mentality is taking in a very leapfrog way. I don't know from which part of the country the news will burst out, but I can feel that crab mentality. And most dangerous thing is teachers are more jealous of their students. That's what happening more. These two problems are like, I just think the definition of siblings and teachers will entirely turn upside down by next 2-3 years. I see that. Okay, I'm telling you, today is 19 September. I see a lot of this. Let me hear the same podcast next year. I'll see how much I'm correct and how much I'm wrong. We'll see, because I see lot of teachers definition is gone. Teachers used to be a noble profession, and now it's become the cheapest profession. If you fit for nothing, they are asking you to go for teaching, and teaching is the business, and it's just become, students have just become a business for the teachers. And the way everything is going on, it's like, I don't want to say. Yeah, I just don't want to say the management and college. Yes, this will be like, I don't know, but this crab mentality and poisonous relationship between the teachers and management, between the students and teachers and management, like, we are traditionally, like, in Western, it's not like, in missionary schools and Western schools, it's like after 5th and 6th we can call teachers with their name. You can call like Miss Luz Marie or something, Mrs. Joe and all. But in ordinary schools, they just treat students like as slaves and down the hierarchy, and managements as if they are gods and upper hierarchy, the distance. And now there is a huge cultural difference. This I feel so much. I see the poisonous relationship is taking a leapfrog. I just definitely bet by next year we'll realize that the definition of teachers we were taught of like old school. Like, I am victim, okay? I used to be very much like, teachers mean so respectful. As soon as teachers come, I used to get up. That used to be my relation with teachers. And that definition turned for me upside down when everyone, including the teachers, they made fun of me like, see, as soon as I come, that girl stood up. Because she likes me. That's what they portrayed. That's what they misrepresented. Like, what do I do? Like, they taught me, like, when teacher comes into the room, we should get up. That's what I was taught. And that was like, she likes me. She's respecting me. That's how I was misrepresented. By the time I realized, the biggest thing is my own cousins and siblings were involved with that management. So I'm telling that I faced it. So I'm telling it. Siblings relations, cousin relations, this one and teachers management relations, these things and this crab mentality, this will come out in the next thing. This will just turn upside down. All the definitions we were taught will turn upside down. These problems will take a huge leap. I don't know how to solve it. If anybody can solve it, I want to inform you, this is the problem right now we have. If you don't believe me, see, the every prediction was mine was right. I just predicted that there is so much massive, like girls of so like between so teenage age, like 11, 12, whatever adolescents they are called, they are misused by the people just because they don't talk. I told it on my YouTube. Within 2 days, things which we no one could imagine came out, like from Chennai, like 11 years old girl was used from past 6 months, nobody know it. Like, those things came out. And this honor killing, I told that it shouldn't become a trend. The way they portrayed it is making it a trend and series of things might happen. And that's what happened just second day. So I'm telling the next thing is, be aware of your siblings, cousins, crab mentality. And the things like Guru, Brahma, Guru Devo, that's great. But once observe whether you could really trust your teachers. And that's, teachers are not so genuine like we had. Those teachers, I don't think they exist anymore. I don't know, they might be somewhere, one at the nook and corner, but teachers now are like taking advantage of the students, even in the autonomous college. If you have background and all, if you can protect yourself, it's different. If you don't have that background, you're done. They are taking advantage of girls. I just wish someone could understand and send help for them. And if it is me, I just wish I could help them. But I don't know, like I found my ikigai, then this would be my case to solve. I'll just prove. You know what? People made fun of me that I fit for nothing. And they made fun of me. Fun of my definitions, what teacher I believed, and they misrepresented me. It's time to show them with proof what is happening and what are they saying about life. That's it, guys. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.